January 20th, 2009. Just after midnight, Styx woke up covered in sweat. Orion wanted to weep for him. He was so cold, his teeth chattered. Feeling for his grieving friend, he pulled another blanket over Styx's shoulder, then stepped into his field of vision. "How are you?" His expression said clearly that he was broken. When he didn't respond, Orion squatted down next to the bed until their gazes were level.
"I know,"
he whispered.
"I still wake up and expect to find Phoebe beside me.
Zin, too, on the really bad days.
I haven't even deactivated her cell phone. I keep it so that I can call and hear her voice on those hours when I feel like I can't take it anymore. It's not fair that we're forced to live without them while the world goes on, oblivious to the fact that it's missing the most vital part of it."
He let out a bitter laugh to try to clear the pain that was choking him and making him want to scream out from the injustice of it.
"It's why I'm here with your hairy ass. I don't want to see Tori and Ash. Not because I hate him, like you do, but because they remind me of what I no longer have. And while I don't begrudge them their happiness, it makes my loneliness burn even deeper."
Styx finally blinked.
"Why do you talk to me, Orion?"
"I don't know. You're entertaining when you're not catatonic or in a coma or in a homicidal rage. Why do you talk to me?"
"Because I can't hear your thoughts."
Orion scowled at the last thing he'd expected him to say. "Excuse me?" Styx sighed.
"It's something I've been able to do from birth, with a tiny handful of exceptions, one of whom is you. I hear every thought in someone's head."
So he shared that talent with Spawn. Wow, that was not something he envied.
"That has to suck."
"It does indeed. That was what made me so lethal on the battlefield. I knew what my enemies were going to do, and I could cut them off."
"Yeah, okay, that would not suck." Orion had meant to make him laugh, but if anything, it darkened Styx's mood, so he changed the subject. "You think you could eat something?"
"I don't know."
Orion handed him a bottle of water. "You need to sip this. While I know you can't die from hunger or thirst, you still feel both. I'll go recon the fridge while you take a shower." He rose to his feet, then left the room so that Styx could have some privacy. Though he was a little worried that he might do something drastic, hoping for the best, he went into the kitchen to make them both sandwiches. It was one of the few things he knew Styx really liked. That and spaghetti. But sadly, Orion couldn't cook. He needed danger for those skills. Without a word, Styx came over to get his sandwich from the counter. Orion swallowed his bite and wiped his chin as he watched Styx dig in with gusto. "You know, food still tastes weird to me. It's hard to get used to eating when I lived on blood for 11,000 years. Styx frowned at him.
"I'm surprised you haven't filed down your fangs."
"Hadn't really thought about it. But I've never seen myself without them. Too old to change now. Might throw off my bite. I have enough trouble chewing as it is. You probably don't realize chewing is a skill, and the first time I bit my tongue, be glad you weren't there for it."
"Well?"
So much for his humor, that too had fallen flat. Without so much as cracking a smile, Styx sat down to eat his ham sandwich.
"What made you decide to go Daemon?"
Orion paused at a most personal question that he hated answering, because the truth, not for public consumption. Last thing he wanted was to relive the day that had set them on the course of hunting down Phoebe's family. Not to mention, he'd been a fool to get caught like that. So as much as he loved Styx as a friend, he didn't want to share a story of that much rampant stupidity. At least not tonight. Instead, he defaulted to a partial truth that was kind of right-ish. Rage, mostly. That was true. My best friend was a couple of years older than me, and he refused to fight the curse, so I watched him age to an old man in less than 24 hours, screaming in utter agony the entire day, until he decayed into nothing but dust. While he hadn't seen Darius actually die, he'd witnessed plenty of others do it, so it wasn't entirely bullshit. All I could think about was that he'd never harmed anyone, never even been in a fist fight, and all because of my own grandfather over something that happened before I could walk. It pissed me off. But after losing Phoebe, I can understand why Apollo was so upset and cursed us. I'd have done as much, if not more, if they'd murdered my son and beloved mistress, too. Styx released a painful sigh.
He didn't love Rissa.
Urien arched a brow. What?
She was a possession. Nothing more. Most of the time he bitched about her whining and complaining, which she did all the time, about everything.
That's not what Ash says. He and I had two entirely different sisters. She coddled him and hated me. Why?
Styx swallowed his bite of food.
What can I say? I'm an asshole. As for Asheron, she felt sorry for him. In her mind, she was convinced that I stole our father's throne and his love from my brother.
Is that why he calls you a thief?
Styx shrugged. I don't know. Ironically, I didn't even want the throne. I just wanted a family that didn't hate me.
He could understand that. Given the facts, his father had killed his wife and cut his throat.
Urien finished off his sandwich.
I'd have gladly given you some brothers. Man, there was so much testosterone in that house, I don't know how my mother and sister stood us. But we were mostly happy. Although my older brothers said that my father was a very different man after Apollo cursed us.
How so?
Urien shrugged. He was happier and much more easygoing. He picked up the pickle from his plate. The only thing I really hated was not seeing sunlight. He laughed bitterly. My father used to get so mad at me when I was a kid. I'd sneak out, trying to catch a glimpse of the sunrise, and he'd start screaming that if I wanted to burst into flames, then he was willing to begin the process by setting my ass on fire if I didn't get to safety.
Styx laughed. He loved you.
Yeah, to the day he cut my throat. I've never understood it. After Darius died, I adopted his son and daughter. They had come along after Nephele and Jairus had both died. When Ida and Melinus died, it about killed me. I can't imagine ever getting so mad at them that I'd do something like that. And they weren't technically mine. Just as he'd been with Neph and Jairus, so long as he lived, he'd never understand his father's motivation. How do you cut your own son's throat?
I don't know, Ori. I've never understood it either. When I was just a boy, my own mother tried to kill me for giving her a birthday present. She stabbed at me I don't know how many times.
Orion's eyes widened with incredulity. Was he kidding? Your mother? He nodded.
Rissa, too.
Stabbed you?
Urien couldn't wrap his head around what he was telling him. Styx took a drink of his milk before he responded.
Rissa gutted me the day before she died. He gaped at that. While his brothers and sister had threatened that on a nearly daily basis, none had actually ever attempted it. And he could think of a few times when it might have been warranted.
What'd you do?
She attacked me over your grandfather.
Apollo? Why?
Styx scoffed. Would you believe jealousy?
She stupidly thought I was trying to seduce him as a lover to take his attention from her.
Ew!
He couldn't think of anything more revolting. Not because Apollo was a man, but because he was so lacking in anything remotely resembling a decent human trait. Believe me, I couldn't agree more. No offense, but I hate your grandfather with every part of me. Just being in a room with him makes my skin crawl and my stomach turn. Don't worry. I'm not going to defend him. I personally think he's a rank, sorry, selfish son of a whore. Orion's phone rang. He looked down at the checked ID to see that it was Davin. Excuse me, I need to take this. He went outside onto the terrace. Hey, what do you know about Kratos? The video game character? Seriously, don't make me slap you. Orion snorted. Fine, God of Warcraft, nasty Titan bastard. Why? If you can, you might want to head back. There's a situation brewing. Okay, how he hated whenever Davin said that to him. Okay, thanks. So his dad had lost his mind and was unleashing absolute evil again. Oh, goody. Disgusted, he headed in to find Styx cleaning up. I have to head out. AOM later?
Sure.
Don't forget, your brother's wedding is this afternoon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's why I came to get you. Styx looked as thrilled to attend it as Orion did. While they were both happy for Acheron and Tori, neither was looking forward to a wedding, given what they'd lost. Hey, we'll go in, get it done, get drunk, and get out.
Styx snorted. I like your plan of attack.
He winked at him. I learned strategy from the master. He lifted his sleeve to show him his tribute to the Stygian Omada. As he'd predicted, Styx made a face of distaste.
That's creepy.
But in a good way.
We'll pretend so if it makes you feel better.
In spite of those words, Orion heard the teasing note beneath them. A part of Styx was touched by it. Glad that he'd shown the tattoo to him, Orion held his hand out. When Styx took it, he pulled him into a brotherly embrace, with their hands between their chests. Without another word, Orion vanished. Orion sighed as he handed Styx a long-neck beer and they hung out in the back of the reception hall. Damn, how many people are in Tori's family?
I don't know.
Styx scratched at the collar of his tuxedo.
I swear I've been in countries with smaller populations.
He nodded. Alexian walked over to them. Don't you two look a little green around your gills? You okay, or should I get a bucket to catch your vomit? Orion was definitely choking on bile. There's an awful lot of hunters in this place.
Mostly former.
When you're a daemon, same difference.
Ex-daemon, Alexian reminded him.
Orion scoffed. Same difference. Styx screwed his face up as Tori went down a line of relatives, chatting with each one of them.
How does she keep them all straight?
It's her superpower. Cat came up behind him, laughing. Impressive, right? I spent a summer on a boat with her and her cousin Geary when Tori was a kid. She's a pistol. Orion was baffled by it all. How are you handling it? What? That Ash is my father or that Tori's my stepmom? Yeah, that? Katra laughed. You two need more alcohol. Kat, Mia's hungry. Orion grew quiet as Sin, Kat's husband, handed her their infant daughter so that she could take her off to breastfeed her. Sin was probably the only one here who hated Artemis more than Styx, Acheron, or Orion. And only because he was the god Kat had stolen the powers from all those centuries ago when she'd cried on Urien's shoulder from the guilt over it. Weird how life turned out. Had she not done that, she wouldn't have gotten together with Sin centuries later and had that beautiful daughter. Orion glanced to Ash and Tori, who had a similar eerie encounter in that Acheron had saved Tori's grandfather as a boy and brought him on a ship to America after he'd been orphaned. Had Ash not brought Theo to New York, Tori's father
wouldn't have been born, and Theo wouldn't have told him the stories of Atlantis that led to Tori's birth and her quest that led her to Ash. By your actions, you will be saved. Savitar's prophecy for Asheron. Styx frowned at him.
That's a peculiar look on your face, Orion. What thought is in your head?
He shook it off. Irony. Smiling, he smirked at Sin. How you and Yaya getting along these days?
Sin laughed. Artemis hates it when I call her that.
Which is why I do it. Often. The laugh from Styx was so evil that it actually sent a chill over Orion, and it caused Sin to excuse himself. Are you okay?
Why are we still here?
Orion shrugged as he looked around the oddball group. Simi was plowing her way through the desserts with her sister. The Peltier bears were dancing to the howlers, who were playing a polka for Tori's aunts, who were dancing with a group of were-leopards. Dev Peltier danced with his niece on his feet. Tabitha and Valerius Magnus were in a corner with Kyrian and Amanda Hunter and their children. The Catalacus lycanthropes were huddled in a corner, but he felt the same thing that Styx did. Out of place. Out of time and sync. End of the day, no one here would notice if they left. They'd done their duty, put in their appearances, bought the right presents. Yeah. Styx might share blood with Asheron, but they weren't really family. And Orion wasn't anything to any of them. A barnacle to Asheron and babysitter for Simi didn't really count. Orion set his beer aside. I'm ready if you are.
Brother, I was ready as soon as the ceremony ended.
Snorting, Orion inclined his head and transported them back to Styx's apartment. Styx let out a long sigh and immediately began peeling off his tux.
Thank the gods.
He resembled that remark. Orion pulled his tie off and opened his collar, then decided to just use his powers and change it out for a black t-shirt and jeans. Styx snorted.
I envy you those powers.
Yeah, they can be handy. Awkward silence filled the room. Well, Orion finally said to break it, I guess I'll head back, unless you need something. Styx shook his head.
All good.
Orion didn't leave, though. He paused to ask the one question that had been bothering him. Have you tried to date while you've been here?
Styx let out a light laugh. I had perfection. Anything else would be settling.
Yeah, but the loneliness
is hard. But you never know how strong you can be until you have no other choice.
Styx clapped him on the shoulder.
That's my path, Ori. You're not me. If you're lonely, go find a beautiful woman. You deserve to be loved.
What if you're right?
What if I'm wrong?
Orion laughed. Styx jerked his chin toward the door.
Go on, Orion, find your happiness. Or at least a good drink.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Styx inclined his head to him.
Take care.
But as Orion left, he had a bad, bad feeling that he might not see Styx again. That was utter foolishness. He'd just about convinced himself of that when he reached Sanctuary in New Orleans and teleported into the third floor, which was reserved for such activities. Because the club was owned by a family of werehunter bears, they took a lot of precautions when it came to catering to their special clientele. Of all the Lamanis located throughout the world, none was more famous or legendary than Sanctuary. The Peltier bears had seen to that. Its reputation for fairness and hospitality set it apart. Orion came here because he knew his father had a spy among their happy family. He just didn't know who. Sadly, neither did Davin. They'd both been trying to find out, and that had been one piece of trivia that kept eluding them. Since the staff tonight would be minimal, Orion thought that maybe he might get a better handle on who to look for. So with a nod to the guard on the landing pad, he headed for the stairs so that he could walk to the bottom floor and not spook any humans in the bar and grill. It was weird to be here with so few werehunters. Most of them were still at Ash's wedding. Orion headed to the bar, where Tony, one of the few humans who worked there, was bartending and ordered another beer. He'd just gotten it when he had that unique sensation at the base of his neck that alerted him a daemon was near. Orion turned to skim the bar. No one was there. Now that was weird. Disturbed, he walked all the way through both levels, because he still had the sensation. It was unmistakable. There was a daemon here. He couldn't find them. And that had never happened before. What the hell was going on?